Hi, welcome to BBS Radio. I'm Sherry Kane, and I come to you with Dr. Leonard Horowitz every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. in California, midnight on the East Coast, and 6 p.m. in Hawaii. Currently, we are in Southern California, and we have a very, very special guest tonight who I'm sure you're going to get enlightened by, as we have been. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, HealthyWorldStore.com. And if you're not affiliate, just sign up as an affiliate at healthyworldaffiliates.com. And we have the amazing 528records.com, where you can transpose any of your music into the powerful music 528 frequency of love and healing. So if you haven't joined 528 Records, go to 528records.com. If you're a musician, we will give you 60% royalties on what is donated for your music. So I want to also bring on Dr. Horowitz. He's here with us tonight. He's going to be actually talking to you before we introduce our very, very special guest. And we thank you for joining, as usual, this important, important show tonight. And you know we always bring you the truth that the mainstream media will never bring to you. So we bring you the best of the best and the worst of the worst. So thank you, Dr. Horowitz. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Sherry. Sherry Kane, thanks a lot. This is our folks, and it's a privilege to be here with Glenn Calkins, who's going to be our special guest tonight, and to join you folks at home viewing with some really intense programming tonight. We're going to be going into some extraordinary revelations that you have not heard. I have a rare privilege, and it's humbling for me to do this kind of work, advancing the world's best news, but also the world's worst news, and in this traveling circus, I call it. Basically, we live our lives in a twilight zone. We meet all sorts of people, and I deal with a lot of geniuses, a lot of people that come to me to bring information, new revelations to the planet that are both, again, worst news and best news. And so tonight, we're going to deal with the worst news, and we're going to deal with the best news. Glenn Calkins has been an avid researcher, an extraordinary investigator in the area of agriculture. In other words, what are we eating? And what's happened to the food that we're eating? And if we know what's happening to the food, how come it is that we can't stop the poisoning, the pollution, the intoxication? Where is that poisoning, pollution, intoxication happening? Within the food chain, within agriculture, within this whole agri-cartel, which you know I've called in the past the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, is heavily involved, like Monsanto and all these different genetic mutations and manipulations that ultimately is wreaking havoc on people. So tonight it's a rare privilege for me to introduce to you someone who has probably done more investigation in this area of what it is that we're eating and what it is that it's doing to us than anyone on the planet. His name is Glenn Calkins, and I'd like to have you meet Glenn right now. Glenn, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. 528. God rules. Let's let the questions roll and bring the world the truth.
Sherry, why don't you handle the interview from here? I'm going to go behind the camera, behind the scenes tonight, and I'm going to depart. But I'll be listening very carefully. The great news of tonight's programming is that it will be up on YouTube, and you'll have here on BBS Radio an opportunity to listen to the archives. A lot of what Glenn's going to be sharing with you tonight is stunning, shocking, but also extremely scientifically well-founded information. I've checked it out. It's real. And Glenn sometimes, once he gets into the flow of his presentation tonight, is going to go fast and furious. So in video and audio world, you have the opportunity, especially on YouTube, to click pause and rewind and listen to it again. I would encourage those of you who are investigators, researchers in this area of health, health science, and especially nutrition, to take out your pens and pencils and maybe take some notes tonight. And if you want to, check it out, do the research, and determine, indeed, this is the truth being spoken here tonight on the Inside Hour. Go ahead, Glenn. Go, Sherry. Love you guys.
Well, thank you for being here with us tonight, Glenn. We really appreciate having you here. I know that you told us a story about your journey to recovery from being ill, and we want to talk a little bit about that. But first, let's tell everybody about your background. How did you get involved in the health industry? And I know, did it have to do with becoming ill that really woke you up and then had you on this path to investigate the research that you've uncovered?
Yeah, I was, you know, I thought it was the coolest thing since Pop-Tarts. I was a three-time national champion snowboarder. I used to compete against Sean White's dad. Sean was 7 years old and won the nationals three times. A bodybuilder, little meat, little chicken, little fish, massive amounts of raw, wearing out champion juicers, handfuls of vitamins, you know, drinking a gallon of distilled water a day. And it almost killed me. I went to the doctor. I thought, you know, everything is cool. You know, me and God are going to make the world a better place. And next thing I know, you know, I'm dying. So I go to the doctor. He goes, oh, you have degenerative disc disease in your lower back and your neck. You have arthritis in your lower back and your neck. You're never going to get better. I'm like, no, you got the wrong guy. You know, I'm the vitamin guy. I'm the, you know, I fast 3 times a week, not an ounce of fat. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I go, no, it's over, buddy. And here's some pain pills. I'm like, this can't be happening, man. I'm 49 years old. And you tell me I'm going to be in pain for the rest of my life? 10, 20, 30, 40 years? So I started studying, and I got a job at a chiropractor's office and bought myself a spinal decompression machine. Then I opened up my own medical clinic. Nobody had the proper equipment, so I opened up my own medical clinic, GC Life Center for Health, and bought myself some equipment, put it all together, and I started fixing myself, and I actually fixed myself. The back, I bought a high-powered therapeutic laser, did the back, spinal decompression. I just picked up a new surfboard. I'm surfing again. Flexible as a healthy 10-year-old. And there's a lot of things. It's like, why did I get sick? I was doing everything that people told me to do, and all of a sudden, I'm dying. So I studied, and I figured out something called the element game.
The element game. I know you mentioned a lot about that. You really took us on a history lesson on your research, and it started a long time ago, this game. People don't really know that the Illuminati, I mean, when you talk about the Illuminati, let's go back to the dates that these people, as far as your research goes, these people started actually manipulating our whole entire system, where they really caused all of the diseases that happen in us today, because we're really not supposed to become so degenerative at a young age and get so sick. We're not meant to have that happen to us. I mean, God has made us perfect, and here we are facing all of these diseases today. So I think a lot of people out there would be interested to know how this happened to you and how it's happening to them or their family right now.
Well, we're going to go into the element game, but the first thing we're going to do is we're going to teach you a few things about minerals, an organic mineral and an electrolyte salt, and where they come from and what they do in the human body. And once you understand what food and water is and how they actually work, we're going to go into the element game. So the first thing we're going to talk about is an organic mineral, where it comes from and how it works. A plant does photosynthesis, 6 parts carbon dioxide into the leaves, 6 parts oxygen out, 1 part sugar. 1 part sugar goes down in the roots, mixes with microbial activity in the nitrogen cycle, and it makes something called fulvic acid. A plant brings up a positively charged metallic. The fulvic attaches a negatively charged carbon, a carbon ion, and that's what an organic mineral is. We're carbon-based, and a metallic with a carbon attached to it is an organic mineral. Plant brings up a metallic, fulvic attaches a carbon, the plant mulches itself. The humic acid in the soil decomposes it beyond recognition, and it goes back to inorganic. Brings it back up. That's an organic, inorganic. It's called the mineral cycle. It's the last of the biogeochemical cycles. In the biogeochemical cycles, you have what's called the hydrological cycle, the carbon cycle, the nitrogen cycle, the oxygen cycle, the sulfur cycle, the phosphate cycle, the mineral cycle, and something new called the pollution cycle, which has done irreparable damage to the biogeochemical cycles. Well, the carbon cycle was incomplete. The carbon cycle consisted of photosynthesis, and I completed the carbon cycle, and we're going to the missing link. So now we understand what an organic mineral is, and it builds muscles, organs, and bones, and blood, and that's an organic mineral, a positive with a negatively charged carbon ion attached to it. And now we're going to go into the missing link in the carbon cycle, something called an electrolyte salt. Carbon dioxide and water makes carbonic acid. Carbonic acid is stable in river water at 4 degrees Celsius. Carbonic acid is a positive ion, so it goes from a gas to a positive ion. The positive ion, carbonic acid, peels minerals off of rocks optimally and relatively according to the abundance of the mineral and the earth crust at its specific density. For example, 98.5% of the earth crust is made up of 8 elements, 7 of them minerals. Oxygen, silica, alumina, iron, calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium makes up 98.5% of the earth crust. So it goes from a gas to a positive ion, carbonic acid, and again, it peels minerals off of rocks optimally and relatively according to the abundance of the mineral in the earth crust and its specific density. For example, the carbonic acid peeled off a tiny, tiny bit of inorganic silica and alumina because they're super hard. It peeled off iron. Iron is the third most prevalent mineral in the earth crust, number one element on the planet. And then it knocked off calcium, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Rock hit the river square, round, smaller, smaller. The carbonic acid etched up underneath and released predominantly iron, calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium. When it released the calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium, the first side is an oxide. Now you have an oxide going down the river, and it's vortex and acids, rocks, it's hitting, and bam, sure enough, it knocks the oxygen off, and it goes from an oxide to a carbonate. Now the carbonate's going down the river, there's acid, and it's vortexing, knocking it down in molecular size, and sure enough, it drops it one more size into a hydroxide. That's as small as it's going to get, and calcium and magnesium hydroxide are only found in liquid form. Well, I told you that the carbonic acid was stable in river water at 4 degrees Celsius. When it warms up, it will slightly reversibly drop an H ion. It disassociates a hydrogen. Hydrogen has a proton, electron, no neutron. When it disassociates the hydrogen, it dumps a proton, donates the electron, and it goes to a bicarbonate, an HCO3, a negative ion. So let's go back. It goes from a gas to a positive ion, releases calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium, a little bit of iron, switches from a positive ion to a negative ion, and the negative bicarbonate ion, the HCO3, has a strong affinity for calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. It brings it in like a magnet. And that's what an electrolyte salt is. It has nothing to do with building muscles, nothing to do with that. It has to do with alkalinity of the body and facilitating voltage-gated ion channels. For instance, calcium bicarbonate contracts the muscle. Magnesium bicarbonate relaxes a muscle. Sodium bicarbonate, predominantly outside the cell. Potassium bicarbonate, predominantly inside the cell, facilitates what's known as a sodium-potassium pump. Sodium pumps potassium out, potassium pumps the sodium out. It's how your cells get hydrated. It's part of the ATP cycle, convert phosphate into energy. So we have electrolyte salts on this end, and we have organic minerals on this end. And nothing in between there exists. It's called food and water. Make sense? Positive with a negative. And we are not body electric. Electricity was made by man. We're body magtricity or magnetoelectric. Tesla's free earth energy. The magtricity from the earth facilitates the power. And this positive with a negative is a circuit. And that's an organic. And a negative with a positive is another circuit. It's called food and water. And nothing in between there exists.
Wow. So I'm sure that we're going to actually be taping this and putting it up on YouTube. So in case you didn't get all of that, we want to record this because this is just amazing information. And that way everybody out there that didn't really get all of this, you can actually go and listen to it again. So it's really important that you get what he's saying, Glenn, this amazing information that you had. And how did you discover this?
Well, when I got sick, I just started studying. I'm like, why am I dying? So I studied and I started figuring out fertilizer, tires, and you know, acid rain, erosion, you know, air 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, 1% other gases. I pretty much studied and figured out the chemistry of the entire planet, how everything works from the atom to the proton to the electron to the neutron to your free radicals to your positive ions, your negative ions, your inorganics, biogeochemical cycles. I completed the carbon cycle. I could take it from the atmosphere to lithosphere to the hydrosphere to the biosphere and the biota, the living plants and animals that encompasses these three spheres. I pretty much figured out how the entire planet operates as a whole. I mean, I really had no chance of choice. I was dying.
Right. Well, a lot of people wouldn't go through that research. They'd just go to see their medical doctor and take the pills like your doctor suggested and take the antibiotics or the vaccinations or whatever the doctor has to offer or undergo an operation. And kudos to you for not falling for the medical D's cure for anything, because there is no cure. They have no cure. I mean, the only cures are natural cures, and I'm glad that you're here to tell everybody how they can help themselves. Now, there was a man that you talked about, a very, very important man in history that was actually much more of a genius than Einstein, and his name was Justus.
Justus von Liebig, the chemical gatekeeper, the father of the fertilizer industry, 1803-1873. Guy was off the hook. Doctor, veterinarian, botany, agriculture, chemistry, organic chemistry. And it was biogeochemical cycles. Figured out where life came from. The guy was off the hook. Irritated, too. You bureaucrats don't know anything. You give them awards, you give them awards, you give them awards. You give me a lousy teaching job. I can barely make ends meet. I know where life comes from, people. Homosexual, mid-1850s, didn't go over that big. Wife divorced him like most geniuses, couldn't make money. He was a great man. He was a humanitarian. He was a great man.
And so he actually, he knew what happened, and he also knew what they did, what these evildoers did to really poison us. So let's talk about it. And I guess that falls into the element game.
Yeah, well, first, before we go into the element game, I'm going to give you a quote.
We have all the suspense out there for the element game, though. What are we going to do?
This is just one quick quote that we're going to, because we're going to come up with this thing and then we're going to back off. And this is a quote from the first monotheistic religion called Zoroastrianism. The scriptures were the Avestas. This was 3000 BC. And this particular scripture is Zendavesta. Zendavesta, 3000 BC. There are three things which build and maintain civilization throughout time. Pristine air, pristine water, and pristine food. And as an eternal truth, I say unto you, there are three things which bring the end to civilization, even the mightiest that's ever been and shall ever be, from the beginningless beginning to the endless end of all time: impure air, impure water, and impure food. Zendavesta, 3000 BC. They say that every civilization has fallen. Does that mean they financially collapsed and everyone evaporated? No, it doesn't. It means that everyone died. Ladies and gentlemen, the element game. Justus von Liebig, the chemical gatekeeper, 1803-1873, off the hook. Mid-1850s in Germany, there was a big famine. Justus figures he'd get on the fertilizer action, make himself some fertilizer, help everybody out. So like most geniuses, he goes into the laboratory and he starts doing off-the-hook stuff. He knows the biogeochemical cycles and the last of the mineral cycle. And the only way to count minerals in a plant is to decompose it, to cook it down to ash and count the inorganics. So he goes in the lab and he starts cooking plants down to ash and dissecting stuff and throwing it around. And boy, he finds it. NPK. Nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, three inorganic metallics. It grows plants like weeds. The crop yield's insane. Highly acidic. It kills the microbes in the soil. The plants are poison. He didn't think too much about it. He's not a paranoid, schizophrenic, genocidal traitor. So he's socializing over in Germany. He's hanging out with some of the elite, the Bavarian Illuminati. Comes across the Bayer family. You know, Bayer aspirin, once got all the neurotoxins, Bayer crop science. You know Monsanto and Bayer, right? Happens to be one company called Moby. He comes across the Bayer family, laying pretty low nowadays. He's across the Bayers, he tells them, boys, in the laboratory, man. You can't believe it. Plants are growing three inorganic metallics, nitrogen, phosphate, potassium. Grow like weeds. The crop yield's insane. It's highly acidic. The plants are poison. Yes! 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 He's like, huh? Oh, no. Do you understand me, Justus? The boats are loaded. The fertilizer's going out, and it's got your name on it. You're endorsing it. You're the man. Huh? Do you understand me, Justice? The bolts are loaded, the fertilizer's going out, and you're endorsing it, buddy. You're the man. Justice, like, this is genocide. You can't do this. He runs around the back door, Encyclopedia Britannica, 11th edition. He goes, I lied. They framed him. He goes, I lied. The minerals weren't in the food. Bavarian Illuminati, what the? You want any more money, Encyclopedia Britannica? You want some more grants? You recant the recant, say that further testing proved the minerals were in there. And I'm sure they told Justice, if you opened up his mouth again, they're going to kill him. The game unfolds. The fertilizer is highly acidic. It kills the microbes in the soil. Normally, you have interaction between the carbon cycle and the nitrogen cycle, fulvic acid, organic minerals. You have an interaction between the carbon and the nitrogen, something called humic acid, your antiviral. Without fulvic and humic acid, people and plants have no defense against the disease. They knocked the nitrogen cycle out with a fertilizer. They demineralized the entire human race. Vitamins without organic minerals are of little value and quickly eliminated from the body. And every chemical reaction that takes place in the body requires enzymes and enzyme activity dependent upon organic minerals. They knocked the nitrogen cycle out with a fertilizer. They demineralized the entire human race. And I'm just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? Man, that soil's getting a little acidic on you guys. You need some agricultural lime, some calcium hydroxide. That'll alkalize that soil. Farmers start slinging calcium hydroxide everywhere. The plants are now bringing up inorganic nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, and calcium. Calcium, potassium, are magnesium antagonists. Bam! Cut that magnesium wire. Get a little delusional now, huh? Oh, I'm going to take you out of the game, do you understand me? When I'm done with you, you're going to be sitting in front of CVS on 12 of my prescriptions, and you will never know what hit you. Do you understand me? I'm going to take the entire human race out. That's what they said. So you can eat that last ear of organic corn and that last organic salad, because the only difference between organic NPK and synthetic NPK is the end. And I don't know which one's worse. They both kill the microbes in the soil. So you can eat that last organic ear of corn, and you're going to finally deplete those crucial magnesium reserves. Ah! Heart locked up like a rock. Died of a heart attack. He didn't die of a heart attack. Tell the truth. What did he die from? Calcium potassium poisoning. Magnesium deficiency. You're darn right he didn't die of a heart attack. He died from calcium potassium poisoning. Calcium potassium or magnesium antagonist. 300 enzyme activities dependent upon magnesium. Bam! Cut the magnesium wire. And we're just getting warmed up. The plants are bringing up inorganic. Remember, it doesn't exist. You got organic electrolyte salt. Plants are bringing up again inorganic nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, and calcium. The calcium and the phosphate start to accumulate in the pineal gland outside the blood-brain barrier, second highest blood flow in the body, second to the kidneys, about 1 centimeter in size, shaped like a pine cone where it gets its name, pineal corpora. Hydroxyapatite crystals in the pineal gland, they calcified the pineal gland of the entire human race and makes you passive, sedated, docile, suggestible, easily controlled. Symptoms of pineal calcification include disorientation, brain fog, memory loss, depression, hyperglycemia, toxicity, thick blood, hormonal dysregulation, temperature dysregulation, decreased pain threshold. You don't get the deep sleep, so you don't get the human growth hormone necessary to go and repair the muscles. You don't get the deep sleep, so you get the ATP cycle, convert phosphate into energy. Now the phosphate starts to accumulate. Remember, it was calcium and phosphate in the pineal gland? When you knock out the pineal, symptoms of pineal calcification, okay? Disorientation, brain fog, memory loss, depression, hyperglycemia, all these things. Normally, your body converts tryptophan, an amino acid, into serotonin. Pineal converts serotonin into melatonin. No pineal. Melatonin and monoamino oxidase, MAOs, regulate each other. When you knock the melatonin out, the MAOs go through the ceiling. It's a chemical lobotomy. When you knock the melatonin doesn't make it to the melatonin receptors in the hypothalamus, it affects memory and learning. They calcified the pineal gland of the entire human race. When you knock out the pineal, it causes a cascade of effects. You knock out the pineal, knocks out the hypothalamus, almond at the base of the brain, regulates your anatomical nervous system, your endocrine system. Now you knocked out the master gland, the pituitary. You knock out the pituitary, you knock out the thyroid. Knock out the thyroid, knock out the parathyroid. Job of the parathyroid? Regulate calcium and phosphate, and the self-perpetuating downward spiral is complete. You calcify to death, and I'm just getting warmed up. We're going to put a little sodium fluoride as an insecticide, a little sodium fluoride in the dental, a little sodium fluoride in the medication. We're going to take hydrofluorosilicyl acid, a waste product from the phosphate fertilizer manufacturing business. It's 13% fluoride because fluorine is the 13th most abundant mineral in the Earth's crust. It's contaminated with cadmium, arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, thorium, plutonium, 210. You're going to put this in the water? Hydrofluorosilicyl acid, one of the most corrosive substances known to man. It seems that the hydroxyapatite crystals, the calcium and the phosphate, it's a magnet for the fluoride. Dr. Jennifer Luke went into the hydroxyapatite crystals in the pineal gland and found fluoride in the hydroxyapatite between 9,000 and 21,000 parts per million. If you had that in your bones, it'd be enough to cause chronic skeletal fibrosis. And I'm just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? Man, those plants getting taken advantage by insects? Damn! What do you think? You knocked out the nitrogen cycle. The thing's growing on three inorganic metallics. Of course it's got no natural defenses against predators. We can fix that for you. You need some insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, microbicides, molluscicides, rodenticides. Hello, folks. Do any homework? Neurotoxins, excitotoxins, and nerve gases. And we're just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? About 1900, all right? People pretty much dumbed down by now. About 1900. Man, you guys getting sick? I can't believe that. What do you think? You knocked the nitrogen cycle out. You guys getting sick? It's that water you're drinking. Viruses, bacteria, pyrogens. You know, we got a waste product from the alkaline manufacturing business. We can't even dispose of this garbage. I mean, we developed a brand new product for you folks called chlorine. And if you put chlorine in the water, it's going to kill those viruses, bacteria, pyrogens, making you sick. 1904, they chlorinated the water. The chlorine hit the humic and the soil and the fertilizer turned into chloral hydrate sedative. The chloral hydrate in the shower turned into chloroform sedative. And I'm just getting warmed up. We're going to nail you with lithium, bromine, bromide, bromane, chloral hydrate, benzene, chlorobenzene, chloroform, arsenic, fluoride, nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, cadmium, mercury, aluminum, lead, organophosphate, chlorinophosphate, little DDT, PCBs. They laced the place, folks. And I'm just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? Okay? We're going to get some aluminum cans, aluminum pans, aluminum everywhere. Aluminum in the salt, aluminum in the baking soda, aluminum in the chemtrails. We're going to put aluminum everywhere. Oh, minerals compete for assimilation, compete for binding sites. They don't only demineralize, aluminum plugs up every binding site. But it's not even aluminum, it's alumifluor. Aluminum and fluoride, because the fluoride helps the aluminum pour better. And it's not even aluminifluor. It's got aluminum, fluoride, and manganese because manganese gives it its flexibility. Now, here's how it's going to work. Aluminum's toxic to osteoblasts and inhibits skeletal mineralization. The fluoride exacerbates aluminum's inhibition of mineralization, and the fluoride helps the aluminum cross the blood-brain barrier, Alzheimer's disease. And fluoride ions in the presence of trace amounts of aluminum have powerful pharmacological effects, and we're just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? We're going to put manganese in the tires, manganese in the gas, manganese in the fertilizer, manganese in the signs, manganese. D- Do you think they did us a favor when they switched from lead in the gas to unleaded? Oh, well, the lead hit the phosphate in the fertilizer and turned into highly insoluble pyromorphite. But we already got the pineal. Now we're going after the brain. So let's just do a little synopsis here. What happened? First thing, we demineralized you. No nutrition to the brain. Then we cut the magnesium wire, okay? Then we calcified the pineal gland. We hit you some neurotoxins, some excitotoxins, some nerve gases. Then we sedated you. But now we're going after the brain. We got to get at the brain. We got to burn their brains out. Do you understand me? Sure, here's how it's going to work. How are we going to get the brain? Oh, sinuses, pathway of the hypothalamus. They found manganese in the water up to 16,300 parts per billion. Under 500 parts per billion causes permanent brain damage. Here's how it's going to work. You jump in the shower, the manganese. You know what happened to the manganese miners in the 1850s? Oh, they were, yeah, everything was cool. And then it burned their brains out. It's called manganese madness. So here's how it's going to work. First, you're going to jump in the shower. The manganese is going to turn into a gas. It's going to load the hypothalamus up with manganese. It ain't working quick enough. Their brains aren't burning out. Okay, we got it. Why? We're going to take organophosphate, a nerve gas developed by IG Farben. The average person is exposed to 31 organophosphates in air, water, food, commercial, and residential uses. You got these delusional people using organophosphate as a plasticizer, flame retardant, solvent, high pressure additive, and an insecticide? Sure, Einstein, here's how it's going to work. You're going to jump in the shower and you're going to load the hypothalamus up with manganese. Then you're going to jump in the car where it's nice and hot and get that nice new car smell. And you're going to start inhaling that organophosphate. You got a protein in the brain called the copper tip prion. The organophosphate, you inhale it, it depletes the copper, switches to a manganese tip prion, and it causes lethal chain reactions that neurologically burns to the brain. And I'm just getting warmed up. Just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? The thing goes on for 3 hours, but you got the point, right? 3 hours. It's called the element game. It's the most brilliant and diabolical game ever played on the human race. They laced the place, folks, and the nature of the poisoning can't go deep. But since they got everybody, nobody can figure it out. And then I fixed myself. They retarded everybody, folks. Retarded does not mean not fun. Retarded doesn't mean you can't do anything. Retarded means you can't take care of yourself. You can't think outside the box and say, it's not food, eat these. Oh, yeah, big saying. Oh, yeah, it's not food, eat these. Well, it's not in the food. What's not in the food? Well, the organic mineral's not in the food. Oh, but there's something in there. It's just not in the food. That's half the story. The other half of it, nitrogen, phosphate, potassium, and agricultural lime, calcium, and hydroxide. Well, that wasn't enough. They turned the tires into a weapon. Pretty brilliant, huh? Knock out the nitrogen cycle, heavy metal poisoning, put 20 different metals in the tires. 5 main metals, cadmium, arsenic, lead, manganese, and zinc. Huh, yeah, pretty brilliant, huh? Up to 2 billion pounds tire dust annually in the United States. We're up to 700,000 tires recycled annually in the United States. Do you know what they do with 40% of that? They grind it up and turn it into rubber mulch and sell it to the fertilizer factory. The plants are bringing up cadmium at levels that doesn't hurt the plant, but it's concerned to human health. The average person has 50 milligrams of cadmium in their body. The average person doesn't even eat vegetables. And I'm just getting warmed up. The brake shoes, man, they were made with asbestos. Wasn't an accident. Asbestos in the building materials was not an accident. We have over 2 million miles of water mains in our country. That's enough to go on the planet approximately 42 times at the equator. They were made with asbestos concrete, and I'm just getting warmed up. Do you understand me? I think somebody's going to have to pay for this. You know, the Bavarian Illuminati, the German-based petrochemical, pharmaceutical, chemical cartel, always knew that if one of this comatose victims woke up and told the world and all their agents and operatives what they've done, their reign would come to a bitter end. You're busted. All your agents and operatives, three quarters dead. Don't you understand the way that neurotoxins, excitotoxins, and nerve gases work? You can't figure out you're dying. They burned your brains out. So you say to yourself, I'm going to come in. I'm going to give you a little bit. This goes on for 3 hours. But we're just going to bang off some. This is off the top of my head. And it don't matter because I've given out 100 of my books. And I got the stuff everywhere, and there's copies of it everywhere. You can't stop this. It's done. Oh, yeah, the books are out. Death by Faucet, Atrocities of the Industrial Revolution, The Element Game. Oh, it's all written down, and they're everywhere. And this is what they didn't want. So you see, how did this come down? This is pretty insane. How did these guys pull this off? Well, it wasn't the Hitler's Youth Program. It was the Bavarian Illuminati's Hitler's Youth Program. Hitler had a calcified pineal. These guys were delusional when they thought it was the fluoride. They already nailed him with the fertilizer. Fluoride was just the icing on the cake. The lead already banged off and made insoluble pyromorphite. They hit him with the fertilizer. Hitler was completely delusional. So how did this thing come down? Well, they had breeding camps called Lebensborn. The last numbers we have in 1942 was 8.7 million little retards. Victory Hitler. Hitler salvation. And they taught him the element game. They told him how to lace the place. You are the Aryans. You're the perfect race. Kill him. Lace the place. In its heyday, IG Farben was said to be the fourth largest company on the planet, behind U.S. Steel, General Motors, Standard Oil, and IG Farben. However, in 1941, we found a marriage cartel between Rockefeller, Standard Oil, and IG Farben, which made IG Farben the largest company in the world. And that's who did this. And they had breeding camps, and they sent them out, briefcases, in suits. And they taught them the elephant game. They said, hey, Einstein, we'll give you some EDTA. This will chelate the metals out of you. About 39, they came up with EDTA. 41, they gave it to him and said, hey, Einstein, they don't know they're retards. Here's the EDT, it'll chelate the metals out of you. Go get them. They poisoned themselves and us. You guys aren't the elite. I got bad news for you. You got pumped. I'm not even mad at you guys. I feel sorry for you. You got exploited. They punked you. They sent you off and you poisoned yourselves and us. And the whole place is going down. I feel sorry for you guys. If you go in, these little maniacs, boy, they're having a blast, aren't they? $50 MPK cigars, $300 MPK bottles of wine. They're bathing in sewer water. Einstein, you're bathing in sewer water. You're eating food grown in sewer water. They burned your brain out. Neurotoxins, excitotoxins, and nerve gases. You guys got punked, and I'm sorry for you, and I'm sorry for the human race, but here's the deal. I got the antidote.
Tell us about that, Glenn. Tell us. I know we don't have very much time left, but in a brief summary, what would you suggest? I mean, now everybody's heard the worst things of their life. So.
You got to know what happened. You know how people come up, oh, I'm a health expert. Oh, you are there. Oh, I'm a scientist. What do you think of the element game? Element game? Yeah, you know the element game. You know they knock the nitrogen cycle out with a fertilizer. Huh? You know, lace the place, little calcium potassium poison, cut the magnesium wire, calcified. You know, the element game. You know, tires are a weapon. Element game? You don't know what happened. How are you going to come up with an antidote? I was dying, folks. I fixed myself. Snapped myself out of it. Melded the hydroxyapatite crystals out of the pineal gland. 23 kilos of Sheila G. Figured out the chemistry of magnesium bicarbonate. So only two of us know how to make it. Came in with magnesium bicarbonate. Drank 100 bottles of it. Reinserted my magnesium wire. The good thing is you don't use 90% of your brain, so I'm back in the game, and I can think again, and I can retain big time. I've written 10 books. I got 10 websites. I'm the president of 5 corporations. We got the water. We got pristine water. If you don't know the biogeochemical cycle, I'd like to see you come up with antidote water. You got to have water. It's got to be a certain ratio of electrolyte salts because you have 4 acid buffers, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium bicarbonate. They poisoned you with calcium, depleted your magnesium reserves. Potassium poisoning depletes your magnesium reserves. And sodium chloride, they table salt, they poisoned us. So you have 4 acid buffers. You've been poisoned with 3 of them in the wrong forms. And 2 of them depleted your magnesium reserves. What do you think we should put in the water? I don't know. Let's take it to the Geneva Convention. Maybe they can figure it out. Wait, I had an idea. Magnesium. Magnesium, 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 and more magnesium. So you got to remineralize. You got to get water that's properly mineralized. And we got a superfoods program. And we're just scratching the surface here, folks. This thing is insane. When I go off and select, we're going to be doing a movie. I'm really honored to be here right now. I've been waiting for like 5 years for the opportunity to do this. It was just a total God thing that me and Dr. Horowitz met at the show at this health expo, and that this came around, and it's really divine, and I'm really honored to be here. Pristine Hydro, you can go on and see the water. We have the supplements there, and then the whole thing. I mean, we're unplugged from the earth. It's complicated, but you got the basic ideas. It's called the element game. They lace the place. They never taught us the elements. You have a doctor and say, hey, doc, what do you think about water?
I'm a doctor. I don't know what think about water.
Well, your patient's 70% water, and the guy's drinking acid rain. Maybe have an idea. So that's called the element game, and then it gets really complicated because that's what they dished out. And then they have something called the unforeseen factor in the element game. And the unforeseen factor in the element game is like a whole nother layer of what happened. And if you don't know what happened, so that's the element game. And I'm just going to scratch the surface on the unforeseen factors of the element game. And this is the natural stuff.
We have, I think, 3 minutes left. How many minutes do we have left?
15
minutes. Okay, so just keep... We're
yeah, we're rolling.
Giving you heads up. You're amazing, though. I mean, we want to get all of this on, so everybody
yeah.
needs to get this information because this is like.
I got the antidote. So you go in and you got to look. That's the element game, and I mean, it goes deep. I got the whole thing written down. This is just off the top of my head. I got the whole thing. I documented this whole thing. I got 6 monitors on 1 computer. Why am I dying? I ain't going down like this.
Well, we would like to get that information and actually link it to your site. Maybe put something on our
website.
Yeah,
we're all
to
it's
so
divine.
Everybody can read the extra stuff that you weren't able to tell on the camera.
Yeah, and then you can get a sentence real slow and look it up and say, okay, you know, this is, you know, calcium, potassium, magnesium antagonists, and go in and check it. I mean, I've worked with a number of doctors, scientists, chemists, researchers. And people have gone in and checked my chemistry. And as far as I know and everybody that I've talked to since it went a little bit farther, everything's fine. If there is a small mistake, I'm human and I'm trying my best. And if you could bring it to my attention, I'm like totally open. I can't. We can. As we grow in numbers, we multiply in strength. So any help that we can get, you know, I'm not perfect. And I just want to help make the world a better place. And we're right now, this is going to be a big wave coming from this thing. It's going to be good. We should have food next year. We can come in from some tundra from under the ice in Alaska. No cadmium, no lead, 35,000 bacteria, 5,000 funguses. I got some pretty incredible studies on magnetricity, magnetoelectric. I actually tapped Tesla's free earth energy, and I made a permanent magnetricity battery. I know a lot about the geomagnetic gauss and some stuff that do high-density vertical farming, some permaculture, some really screaming greenhouses, brew water, got a lot of stuff. But that's that. But now we're going to go back into something called the unforeseen factors in the element game. And I'll just scratch the surface real quick. When you burn fossil fuel, the 5 main gases are sulfur. This is the real price of burning fossil fuel. Sulfur dioxide, nitric oxide, ammonia nitrate, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide. Sulfur dioxide and water makes sulfuric acid. Nitric oxide and water makes nitric acid. These are two main components of acid rain. Acid rain changes the pH of the ocean. Acid rain changes the pH of rivers and lakes. What'd you just say, dude? You just said that acid rain changes the pH of rivers and lakes. We drink that water. Acid rain changed the pH of the human race. When the pH of the body is off, the body rejects minerals. They demineralized us anyway. If you were putting them in, magnesium and sodium have wide assimilation ranges. It narrows them up for calcium, potassium, more for manganese and iron, more for copper and zinc, and more for iodine. If your pH is off a little bit, reject iodine. Off a little bit more copper and zinc. Off a little more manganese and iron. Off a little more, you're pretty much rejecting all minerals. When the pH of the human body went off, how'd it go off? Well, see, when I told you about the biogeochemical cycles and the carbon cycle, since the carbon cycle was incomplete, they never added into the water, there's too much carbon dioxide, which made too much carbonic acid, which made too many bicarbonates. And the acid rain eroded and released calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium and iron exponentially. It was hard water. You just said that iron was the third most prevalent mineral in the Earth crust, number one element on the planet, and then acid rain erodes. Dude, you just told me the entire planet is iron poisoning. Hello, folks. Inorganic iron, non-hema iron, systemic iron overload. Iron is a copper and chromium antagonist. When you knock out copper, you can't convert progesterone into estrogen. You knock out copper, it knocks out your insulin and glucose. And a copper deficiency causes diabetic-like symptoms. And a copper deficiency causes early and advanced glycation end product. Iron is a chromium antagonist. You knock out chromium, knocks out your insulin and glucose. You get diabetic-like symptoms. Diabetic-like symptoms. Peripheral neuropathy, optical neuropathy, retinal neuropathy, systemic sclera, scleroderma, polymyalgia rheumatica, fibrotic tissue, fibrotic adhesion, and a calcification of the lower extremities. Iron overload, folks. Inorganic iron. Normally, inorganic iron, there's no way to get it out of the body except if you want to put into account menstrual bleeding. We know how to get rid of the iron overload, okay? Big bummer, iron poisoning. Now, I told you that the acid rain eroded made hard water. Just put one word in front of water, call it hard water. You ever thought of the term hard water? Well, I'll tell you about hard water. Charles Mayo of the Mayo Clinic said hard water, inorganic, minerals compete for assimilation, compete for binding sites. Hard water, inorganic minerals in solution, the cause of much, if not all, human disease. When ingested, these minerals pass through the intestinal tract, which then brings it to the blood, which then delivers them, brings it to the lymphatic system, which then brings it to the blood, which then delivers them to every part of the body. This is the cause of much of human disease. Hard water. Calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and iron, folks. It goes on and on and on. So we have one thing called the element game. There's a whole other chapter called The Unforeseen Factors. And I got news for you, folks. When the pH of the human body went off, parasites, fungus, bacteria, viruses, molds, protozoa all proliferated. This proliferation overtakes the endocrine system, circulatory system, digestive system, and the central nervous system. Have you ever seen what athlete's foot fungus can do to a foot? It will eat your foot right off of your leg. Can you imagine what happened when the parasites and fungus got into the central nervous system and turned it into hamburger? We have some dejected street urchins who call them, have the unmitigated gall to call themselves the Bavarian Illuminati. They're nothing but a bunch of parasite-driven, dejected street urchins. And if this video ever makes it to you, I will ask you one thing. What tangible good do you have that justifies your reign? Your little petrochemical BS did what? irreparable damage to the atmosphere, the lithosphere, the hydrosphere, and the biosphere. It's done irreparable damage to the biogeochemicals. Do you know what that means in English? We're going to go extinct if we don't turn this thing around. You people should be ashamed of yourself. But the parasites got you. And now you think that you're going to have 500 million for your new world order? Are you delusional? The whole place is going down. Remember Zenda Avesta? Impure air, impure water, and impure food? You people are delusional. You think you're going to kill all of us and there'll be 500 million for your little utopia? It ain't happening, folks. Your little parade has done irreparable damage. We can turn it around and make biosphere too. And I'm sorry that you little agents and operatives got punked, but I will tell you what. They're going to finish the job for me because nobody likes a traitor. And you guys should go after the Bavarian Illuminati and not me. I'm just a nice man that wants to make the world a better place.
Don't shoot the messenger, like we always say. Don't shoot the messenger. It's all, you are a messenger of God. And we thank God for you, and thank you for being here with us. Now, we want to get to the antidote. Do we have any time to get to the antidote? Do we have a few minutes? Can we tell everybody, now that they know all the worst news they probably ever heard in their entire life?
Now, I have the antidote, and God's in charge, and the angels are with us. And ignorance and denial do not invalidate truth. We need to be strong and face the truth. That's what God wants us to do. And they might have got us physically, but they didn't get us spiritually. And we can keep our spiritual health up and work together. And I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I'm taking me out of the equation. But I will tell you one thing. I will leave a legacy behind me, or I will die trying. And I will be part of the movement to bring the next generation of human beings food and water, or I'll die trying.
So right now, what do you suggest people can do?
First thing you got to do, let's get logical. You're 70% water. We got to start with water.
And you have wonderful water. You work, this is your company, Pristine Hydro. And it's how can people contact you?
Through the website, www.pristinehydro.com. And you can go to my medical clinic, gcforhealth.com. And we should be working with Dr. Horowitz and you, and I'm just honored to be here. You know, I've been waiting for a long time for the right spiritual friends to come. I've been wanting to get this out, and I've just been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it was divine intervention, and I'm honored to be part of such a wonderful team, and you know, I'm humbled. I'm just stoked, and I wanted to tell everybody, but I just was waiting until it was God's time, so you know, we're here and honored. And
thanks, Glenn. You know, like you folks who've been watching and listening, I'm stunned and shocked. I heard this presentation by Glenn twice, and I thought it was not only urgent that we get it out to you. Tonight's program was unrehearsed, as you can probably obviously tell by it. The videotape that's going to go up on YouTube, likewise, isn't the perfect, most professional production, but it really is urgent. This information, I can bear witness to the science of it. I don't believe that there's anything that Glenn said tonight that is not absolutely certified by scientific investigations and studies. I think the question as to remedial suggestions, what can we do about it? Well, I think Glenn mentioned the whole spiritual factor. We on the Inside Hour have been saying that for many, many years. That's why my primary focus has been in the 528 Love Revolution, because to open people's hearts up, clearly musically, is something that can administer a miracle. We need a miracle. The other things that you and I have been doing, if you've been listening to us over the years, we've been telling you about alkalinization, your body chemistry through good nutrition. I think from Glenn's talk tonight, you can understand why we've been urging you to grow your own food in your own clean, clear soils, if at all possible, to get out of that element game. The magnesium suggestion is extremely important. Make sure that you're taking a supplement that's got good quality, high quality magnesium. I would highly recommend Healthy World Stores, the Love Minerals, that has a lot of great magnesium. The monoatomic elements are very highly charged. We need to have solid minerals that are energized and bringing you the electrons necessary to have your metabolism and physiology function normally, optimally. And then this whole concept of good, pristine water. I've been saying over and over again, we've been telling you for a long time, there should be a great revolution and respect for water, which is part of the triune God. We've been saying that on this program for a long time. You're about 80% made of this pristine, magnificent water. And that the respect for that which is in your body that gives you the sustenance is extremely urgent for you to now in this time in history where you're being intoxicated and even spiritually suppressed. You've got to get back to the basics. So we're talking about good pure minerals, remineralization and balancing the normal mineralization, also good hydration, oxygenation. Try to get as much clean air as possible. Oxygenation, medical ozonation, those have been traditionally what we've relied upon in natural medicine for remedies. And other than that, I'm not sure. What else can you recommend? Any last bits and pieces of information? You obviously exercise because I saw you work out a few days ago. And, you know, for somebody who is put on the list of medical basket cases, I think, you know, it's extraordinary how you've reworked your own body coming back from the dead. So what would you recommend for stretching exercises and breathing exercises? Because you've obviously done a lot of that besides the biochemistry.
Yeah, a lot of calcification going on in the body, and I have a protocol called the GC method, and use some foam rollers and some rollers and soften the tissue back up. You got to get magnesium, bicarbonate, and electrolyte salt to go in there and loosen the tissue up and remineralize. We got the GC protocol. We're going to be doing a bunch of videos. It's going to explain the whole GC method. I fixed myself. I didn't even really know what I was doing. It's a lot easier now. I was the first one. Figured out that I was calcifying to death. My tissue's all healthy. My skin's back. There's a lot of stuff. But the main thing is, first thing to health is you have to balance your pH. If you don't balance your pH, don't waste your time.
And how much water do you suggest people drink a day? Because a lot of people don't drink enough water. That's the biggest problem they have, I think.
Your body is going to tell you, I mean, are you sweating a lot? I mean, you know, it gets complicated with water. You know, you're getting, at creation, there was a cloud around the planet, and respiration was hydration, and today respiration is dehydration. So, you know, we're losing a lot of air or water through our lungs. But your body will tell you drinking 12 or 14 bottles of acid rain is not a really good idea, folks. I mean, they found 17 insecticides in rainwater. They found aluminum 4,000 times. We're in a fumigation tank, folks.
What would you recommend for a pH of average drinking water? Typically, what I've recommended is 80% of your body, 80% of the water that you drink should be a pH of 8. Now, do you recommend something like that?
pH doesn't really mean anything. It's potential hydrogen. It's not actual hydrogen. So the pH of a solution does not necessarily reflect the buffering capacity of a solution. Like I have a product called Electrolyte Balance. And this is designed for the element game. And you add this to the water and you drink it. Well, the pH of the Electrolyte Balance, which is pure negative ions, calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, bicarbonate, is lower than the pH of the water, because it reaches a saturation point and it drops back down. So pH stands for potential of hydrogen, and hydrogen has a proton and electron, and then you have positive hydrogen who has more protons and negative, which has more electrons. And water, positives are acids, and negatives are your bases, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. So water has to be properly mineralized, designed for the element game, and these people are coming up with these ionizers. That's acid-free tap water. Takes acid out of tap water, and for $4,000, you can buy one of these. I won't say the names. You can buy one of these ionizers. It's $4,000 MLM. We don't like that. And for $4,000, you too can drink acid-free tap water.
But you recommend, like I have been, fresh squeezed lemon or lime into a good pure drinking water, correct?
Yeah,
because of the minerals.
Well, what happens is lemon is an acid, and when you throw the acid into your stomach, when your body's functioning properly, the pancreas kicks in and starts dumping out bicarbonates to neutralize it, and that's what alkalizes your body. It's the pancreas kicks in and starts putting out bicarbonates, but you have to have the proper minerals in your body stored, so when you do put the acid down, it's not the lemon that's alkalizing, it's that the acid kicks the pancreas in.
Right, and there's also calcium in the acid fruit, which is also buffering with calcium hydroxide, right?
The fruit is a nightmare, man. It's NPK. I mean, just...
Well, or ideally, organic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for example, we in Hawaii, it's one of the projects that we have on the Big Island of Hawaii right now, is a permacultural community that is ideally functioning most sustainably. And everything from human manure composting, this is what we recommend. And so how do you evolve into a chemical-free living space?
You've got to have control over the food that you eat. And the only way to have full control over the food that you eat is to grow your own food.
Yeah.
And to put your own soil and make sure that you get, you know, that you actually produce your own soil and your own fertilizer.
Well, ideally,
Full control over it, because when you go and you get it from Home Depot or the hardware store, it's been treated by the poisons that Glenn spoke about. So you really need to have full control. And when you go out to restaurants, you don't have full control about what you're eating, what you're intaking. So it's best to cook it.
A lot of poison.
So much poison. So if you're not well, if you have health problems, the best thing to do is to get somewhere where you can live among people who grow their own food, a sustainable living community, and get healthy.
Exactly. And I completely, I mean, personally, I know, having been a dentist and practiced dentistry and mercury toxicity and breathing that pollution in, and then not knowing what Glenn was talking about table salt, for example, we're all being poisoned by simply using table salt. The sodium blows off the magnesium and ultimately causes muscle spasms. I feel those after having worked in the profession that I did and intoxicated as I was. If I don't balance my magnesium and eliminate my sodium, ultimately I get tremendous muscle spasms.
Well, anyway,
we're running out of time. Folks, thank you so much for being with us tonight on the Inside Hour. It's been a privilege to be here with Glenn Calkins. Sherry Kane, please finish the show tonight.
Well, yes, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Glenn. We so appreciated your presence here and creating this awareness with our audience. And we're going to put this out on YouTube so more people can actually find out this information. And we'll have a link to your site as well where people can find you. And we want to thank all of our sponsors. That's HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, 528Records.com, MedicalVeritas.org. Thank you for being
our medical journal
of truth. And this is information that needs to go up on MedicalVeritas.org.
Yeah, maybe Glenn can write a comprehensive article for Medical Veritas. We love you, folks.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Here.